You know, I thought we had a good start to the week of preparation for Atlanta. Obviously, they're a very, very good football team, very well coached, and I thought our guys had a good introductory practice today. And you know, go look at the tape and make some corrections and move forward tomorrow.
I wanted to ask you about, from what I heard from the television copy, they said you guys do your film breakdown of the next opponent on Thursday as a coaching staff. Is that
We do some. We do some. We've always You know, that's not that much different than last year. We always have some staff members working ahead on the next opponents. Absolutely, you know, you have to do it. There's really no other way to do it. That's kind of been standard procedure as long as I've been in the NFL.
Some of the guys we were talking to yesterday say as much as they enjoy, you know, obviously playing at home. I think they said they enjoy it the most is the fact that they'll have to get all suited up on the plane and so forth.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Good information to know. No, I mean, I think it's important that. You know, on a serious note, that we represent the organization the right way, and that's a little bit, that's a part of it, and I think it's important.
Forgive me if you were asked this yesterday, but okay. With the, you know, kind of thrown into pieces last week with Dimitri down, and how do you feel like that secondary held up, and what challenge you had this week with Julio Jones and company?
Yeah, we still had too many explosive passes, but there's a lot, you know, there was kind of, you know, some real good pictures of tight coverage and competitive throws that we knocked down, and obviously we made the one interception, but there's still too many explosive passes that were given up, so we got a lot of work to do in that area. And you know, Julio Jones obviously is an outstanding football player, and he's dangerous every time he touches the ball. I mean, he can finish a play.
So when you look at playmakers, do you differentiate between guys who score touchdowns, or maybe like a Derek Shelby now has two sack fumbles, and Sturgis converts the field goal, you know, as time expires in the second quarter? Do you differentiate, or playmakers?
Well, you're looking really guys for Chris, or guys that can make a play at a critical time in a game. You know, we talk to those guys all the time that typically in a normal NFL game, there might be a half dozen plays that really can, you know, have a dramatic impact on the outcome of a game, and you're looking for your guys, whoever that may be, to step up at that particular time, whether you meant it could be a field goal, it could be a, you know, deflected pass, it could be a 50-yard run, you know, it could be a lot of different things.
Do you think you guys have more playmakers on the team this year?
Well, we've made plays in the second half at critical times so far, but this is a very young season.
So speaking of Shelby, obviously the two sacks, two strip fumbles those first 2 weeks, you know, the other guys ahead of him obviously get more of the press, but what have you seen of him?
He's very technically sound, good fundamental football player. You know, keeps his shoulders square. He's got his hands where they're supposed to be. He's smart and instinctive. He's done a really nice job. Really like what he's done.
As a coaching staff, do you guys, you know, pick the brains of Brent Grimes and Tyson Claybrook
since
they're a former
team? Obviously we know where they came from, and they have some information. But, you know, again, we're basing most of our, you know, decisions based on the tape.
Charles Clay even played a little quarterback and defense in college. What is it about him that makes him such a versatile guy?
Yeah. Well, he's got a good body type. He has good movement skills. He has good hand-eye coordination. You know, those basic things that make up a good athlete, you know, he has some of those qualities.
Is he your emergency quarterback?
We'll see. For an emergency, you'll find out.
In terms of coach tight ends, going back to your early career, how have you seen the position evolve since you've been in the NFL?
Yeah. It's become more and more the versatility. I mean, the guy has to do almost everything. You know, he, aside from probably the quarterback, he has more things on his plate from, you know, a knowledge standpoint in regard to the game plan. He's involved in the run blocking unit, so he's got the run blocking adjustments. He's involved in pass protection, so he has those adjustments as well. And then obviously, you know, the route adjustments that may take place, you know, before the snap, after the snap. So I would say, you know, from the volume of information and the adjustments that need to be made on offense aside from the quarterback, it's probably, so I think you have to have a smart guy and a guy that can do a couple different things.
In terms of the type of athlete, has that changed, or is it still the same kind of body?
Well, there's different, you know, strokes for different folks, I guess. I mean, there's different types of guys. You know, there's the 6'6", more linear guys that aren't much in the running game and get stretched the field down the middle. There's some of those guys. And then there's, you know, I think they come in all shapes and sizes. But, yeah, it's a demanding position.
Joe, my novice eye, it appears Olivier Vernon is struggling out there against the run and the pass. I know in the opener he went against Joe Thomas, but what have you seen?
I'm sorry, repeat that again?
It seems like Olivier Vernon is struggling against the run and the pass. And I know he was against Joe Thomas in the opener. But what have you seen from
him? I think he's doing a good job. I don't see the same things. I mean, he's playing hard. He's playing sound. And, I think he's improving. I've seen some good things. Obviously, we anticipate there'll be more production as the season goes on. But we think he's given us a good effort and played well.
What are the biggest dimensions that Philip Wheeler and Donnell will bring to this defense that you might not have seen in the past with what you're hearing?
Well, I like their play speed. I mean, that's the one thing I think that, aside from everything else, I think that's the one thing that's really has stood out since day one is the way how fast they play the game. And then I think the second thing would be their blitz potential and capabilities.
So they give you a few more options, you and Kevin Coyle, on what you can call with them in the game.
Yeah, they can line up. It's no secret we're going to line those two guys up in the A gap at various times, and sometimes they're going to blitz, and sometimes they're going to push out and cover guys. I mean, that's not a mystery. We're going to continue to do that. If you line up and play us, we're going to do that. And so, yeah, they can, they present some good options for us.
What do you think of the job you've done defensively against the opposing tight ends?
Let's see. The Cleveland game, obviously Cameron had a big game and was very, very productive. Last week, obviously they hit Fleener down the seam on a big, big play. But I think we have the capability of doing a good job against the tight ends. Obviously, we're playing a very good one this week. He's outstanding. He's just knows he's got so much route skill. He's a tough guy to defend. There's no doubt about it. He knows how to get open, and he's got extremely good hands. So it'll be a challenge, but I think we're capable.
Caleb Sturgis as a kicker, is it the leg strength? Is it technique, or is it muscle? The touchbacks, long kick field goals?
Yeah, I mean, he has a kind of a consistent way about him, about even the way he goes about his business. I think I've mentioned this before. I like his professionalism. I don't want to profess to be a kicking guru here, so I don't want to get into all the fundamentals of that. But he hits a good ball. I mean, I use the analogy of going and watching Roger Clemens throw a fastball. I mean, the guy knows. You watch him kick a ball. It looks pretty good. I mean, he gets it up. He hits it far. It's accurate. I don't know what else to say on that.
If one running back should clearly emerge over the other, Lamar over Daniel, in terms of performance, would your instinct be to keep splitting steps fairly evenly as you are now?
We're not opposed to if one guy's clearly breaking tackles left and right and taking the ball a long way and the other guy isn't being very productive, I think our common sense would tell us to go in a different direction. But, we'll see how that unfolds. We're not opposed to that.
The first series of the second half, that was purely a function of rotation.
Yeah, we're just getting good. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you surprised one hasn't taken?
Not necessarily.
And then we got to go. Right.
What are your thoughts on the production you've gotten at the punt return game? I mean, you had that one call back, but other than that, you really...
It's been okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's been... I don't know how many great opportunities we've had either. I'd say it's been okay. Nothing special.
Depth, Paul Solia is obviously missed practice today. How concerned are you about the depth at defensive tackle, or is that an area that you're kind of comfortable with? And then you got added a practice squad guy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how the week unfolds. I'm confident we'll have a good defensive line group on the field on Sunday.
How important is Charles Clay involving in the offense so far?
Yeah. I think I've said before, the more weapons that you can have on offense and the more guys that can make plays at critical times, you hope that helps your production. And so far in these two ball games, he's done a good job, and our expectations that he's going to continue to improve.